Chef Brian Hardesty has been cooking in St. Louis for 17 years, most recently at the now-shuttered Terrine and at Gorilla Street Food, the food truck he owns with Joel Crespo. But he's never actually started a restaurant until now.
Yeah, I'm, you know, pretty nervous. I'm anxious, super excited, but, you know, you never know how everything's going to be received, and it all falls on my shoulders, so I need to have it together.
Anybody want to try some of this caviar? Probably your only chance. Next time you try, you're going to have to get charged for it.
On the afternoon before Root's grand opening, Hardesty and his team are busy prepping ingredients and testing menu items.
So we got smoked char. Okay. We've got trout. And then we have tackleback.
Now, we modern eaters think of caviar as a delicacy, but it was actually rather abundant in colonial America. The caviar trio at Root is part of an ever-changing menu dedicated to what Hardesty calls old-world American cuisine, featuring recipes that have been cooked on this continent from the 1600s to the Great Depression.
Recipes that have been lost or abandoned for whatever reason, maybe because they're too difficult or they're just way too time-consuming, not cost-effective, you know, that's fine. Like, I'm not looking to make $1 million. I want to make food that I would like to eat every day of the week and keep it interesting.
The most prominent feature of Root's inaugural menu is the meat, and lots of it. There's the duck and pork casserole, the grilled quail, the squab, braised whole, and the preserved wild boar shoulder. Oh, and the rabbit trifecta of meat, rabbit served whole, stuffed with sausage, and wrapped in bacon. The heaviness, Hardesty says, is intentional.
It's winter, and so I felt like it was appropriate to have a lot of hearty items and a lot of richness, and it'll warm you up and make you feel good.
So the menu will evolve with the seasons, and by next year at this time, Hardesty hopes to have a large store of house-made preserves and pickled vegetables to add to his winter offerings when local produce isn't in season. But for now, forget the side of fresh vegetables. It's Boston-baked beans, fixed old school. And the Root crew makes it very clear this is not their take on Boston-baked beans. It's the oldest, simplest recipe they can find.
It's like four or five ingredients. It takes 3 days to make, and it's amazing.
So if it seems strange for a young chef to turn to the past for inspiration, Hardesty says that while he wants to be unique and to push himself, he doesn't see himself as an innovator in so-called new American cuisine.
I don't think I can compete on that level, honestly. So I was like, okay, well, why don't we just do classics and see what people think of that cooking?
So where do you start if you're looking for forgotten recipes from generations ago? Google?
No, I have a lot of books, and you know, I go to the library quite often, so one of the first books I ran across was about the first three presidents and what they ate and what they did in their garden and stuff like that, and some of the recipes are hilarious. You know, they're Old English, you know, take ye cast of wine and...
After your rump of beef is salted overnight, take thyme, parsley, winter savory, pot marjoram, and a little pennyroyal. Chop ye herbs with yolks of hard eggs, salt, and a good piece of butter. When it is baked, put your beef in a dish with white bread sops, and pour ye liquor on it.
Okay, scratch that. Before you get the wrong idea, there are no fife and drum tunes on Root's playlist and no white wigs or beer wenches to be seen. Just simple food from America's past.
There's quite a few things that I read about that I still want to try, and I'll probably try to special them, is like veal tongue and oyster pie, which probably not a whole lot of people are going to even want to try that. But to me, it sounds fantastic, and maybe it's terrible. I don't know. I've never made it yet, and I'm going to try it, and hopefully it'll be fantastic, and people will buy it, you know? It's just going to be a trial-and-error thing, and we'll figure it out as we go.
For Cityscape, I'm Libby Franklin.